Joining us is Frank Barilli. Frank is a tactical firearms instructor with the Falston Group. Frank is also a retired Baltimore County Tactical Unit member. Frank, thanks for joining us this afternoon on Maryland's News Now.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Can you tell us what goes into the planning of a tactical unit's approach to a particular house when an arrest warrant has to be served?
A lot of the intelligence work usually takes place with the detective units, whether it be a narcotics unit, a robbery unit, or it depends on what kind of search warrant they're serving, a high-risk search warrant they're getting ready to serve. Usually that information dictates who the tactical team is going to be up against, what kind of weapons would be involved, and why the priority to use a tactical team for this type of operation.
And how much time goes into this planning? When does the planning start to, let's say, a mission that's going to be carried out at a certain time? When does the planning start for that?
Well, actually, the planning is actually started probably weeks, months ahead of time with the detective units gathering information and intelligence on this particular suspect. Then they bring it to the tactical team's attention, the SWAT team. And the SWAT team usually gets it either a couple days before, and then they start doing their intelligence work, gathering information, trying to figure out the layout of the house, maybe rehearsing the operation prior to the actual operation. And usually a 48-hour period of time usually takes place prior to any kind of tactical entry.
And how many members are in that SWAT team that you just mentioned?
Usually in one unit, there's anywhere from 20 to 25 people, depending. But they also can draw numbers from other tactical units. There's usually two units assigned in Baltimore County. And depending on the operation, the nature of the operation, or the how big the layout of the objective, they can draw from each other's, from both squads, in order to supplement their unit and make it bigger during the time of the entry.
And who decides which officer goes in first, so to speak, is first in the house, which rooms to take? How has that all worked out?
Usually what happens is the team leader or the tactical sergeant or both will start sitting down and coming up with a lineup. And the lineup is usually the most senior tactical officers are usually put towards the front because they have the most experience or have the higher threat objectives to encounter on entry. The lesser tactical officers, and I don't mean lesser by training or anything, but less experience, they usually are put towards rear of the train as it makes entry. And they have the lesser objectives or the not the high priority objectives once they make entry. However, with that being said, intelligence gathering information, as best as you try to put it all together, is never 100% completely accurate, and consequently, even though you may have a lesser objective, doesn't mean it could be any less deadlier at the time of entry.
We heard from Baltimore County Police Chief James Johnson this morning that Officer Schneider was a 10-year member of the tactical unit, so that would have made him a senior member, I would assume, and probably toward the front of this operation.
Most likely. In Baltimore County Police, you have an entry team, a dedicated entry team of officers that are strictly making entries and clearing objectives. And then you have an outside team, which is a sniper element, which does the overwatch for the entry team as they're making approaches and things like that. A lot of times, depending on manpower and what squad is up, sometimes the inside team draws from the outside team and uses outside team members during the entry in order to clear an objective. I'm not sure if Jason was assigned to the outside team or inside team. I don't have that information for you.
Let's talk about the weapons for a bit. What type of weapons do the Baltimore County Police tactical units use, and what type of weapons are they expecting to be used against them?
Well, anytime the tactical team is used or utilized by a detective unit to serve a warrant or an operation barricade or hostage rescue, any time the tactical team is deployed, they are usually up against a high probability of a very dangerous threat. And they can encounter threats up to including rifle rounds. Their armor that they wear is a level 3A Kevlar, but they are substituted with ceramic plates very similar to what the military wears to protect them from rifle fire and higher threats. The level 3 armor which they wear will protect them from any particular handgun round or shotgun round. But rifle rounds, because they're moving at a much higher speed, need to be stopped with either a metal plate or a ceramic plate. And the better plates are ceramic. I know the Baltimore County Police, for years when I wore one, we had a ceramic level 3 or level 4 plate that it was capable of stopping higher threats. However, when you're wearing body armor, there are windows of opportunity. Your neck is usually not covered. Your groin area is not covered. And if you take a shot laterally, there's a potential of bullets to be able to enter in through the armpit and enter the upper thoracic cavity without hitting or striking any kind of Kevlar. So even though you're heavily clad with a level 3A helmet on, a Kevlar helmet, a heavy body armor, ceramic plates, there are still windows of opportunity for these projectiles to get through.
Frank, this operation was carried out, we are told, at 5 a.m. today. How common is that time for an operation such as this? And are these things carried out around the clock or at specific times?
Well, you try to use the window of opportunity that you have, and most likely you also want to hit an objective or take down an objective when there's going to be the least amount of resistance. And usually it takes place in the evening hours or early morning hours, depending on the intelligence that has been gathered prior to the operation.
Frank, we talked about the tactical unit. We've used the term team, and these members of these units are a team. They work together, they plan together, they execute together. What does something like what occurred today do to the team's morale from this point on?
Well, the first 24 hours, the team is going to have some difficulty anytime you lose a team member, because the team is surely a brotherhood. They're a very close group of men who work, train, play together. They do a lot of things together in order to create that esprit de corps that is needed for these type of elite units. However, they are professionals, and they know by taking the tactical assignment, becoming a SWAT officer, that any given day they could lose a team member, because that's the nature of the job in which they do. They're true professionals, and it will take them a few hours, but they'll gather themselves back up and go back to active duty rapidly in order to protect the citizens of Baltimore County.
And they may very well have another operation planned in the very near future that they need to regroup and get going on?
That's absolutely correct. I do know that if they do need some time, they can be substituted with Baltimore City SWAT officers can take the operation and run with the operation. Also know that the Maryland State Police can come in and help as well. But I also know that there is a high morale, and the word that I'm looking for is a sense of pride in order doing the job that they do. So I know they will gather themselves up rather quickly.